Hello. At time of recording, we are in what everybody keeps calling unprecedented times. Many of us can't leave home because of the pandemic. Many are self-isolating. Others are trying to keep a good distance between themselves and others. And it's meant for us that many of the things that mean so much to us in the way that we're used to worshipping have been taken away from us. And so we're seeking other ways of worshipping. You will perhaps have followed through an order of service that has been emailed or posted out to you. And I'm going to use this video to lead us in a meditation on some verses from Psalm 139 as we think about God's love and care for us, even in this very difficult, very fearful situation. Apparently, we have 60,000 thoughts every day. Some of those are good, but for some of us, those thoughts can be disturbing, and at times like this, thoughts can bring us into times of worry as we fear about the future. What will happen to us, to those we love? What will happen to our society? What will happen to our church? When those thoughts come, we can try to push them away, but we often find that they come back harder and even stronger than before. Or we can simply allow the thought to be, acknowledge it, and counter it with a truth that God loves us, that He has promised us that we are His children, that He holds us even in this difficult time. Let's think about what we hear from Psalm 139. And beginning at verse 13. For it was you who formed my inward parts. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works, I know that full well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was being made in secret, intricately woven in the depths of the earth. Your eyes beheld my unformed substance. In your book were written all the days that were formed for me, when none of them as yet existed. How weighty to me are your thoughts, O God! How vast is the sum of them! I try to count them. They are more than the sand. I come to an end, that I am still with you. In his experience of God, the psalmist is expressing that in this song of worship and wonder. God has formed you. He has woven you together. He was there at your beginning. He was there shaping you. And he knows you. He knows your strengths, your talents, and your gifts. He knows your weaknesses and your fears. He knows them. He knows the very depths of you. And he loves you. Where you might think that you are weak, where you might think that you have failed, where you might think that you have let yourself down, let other people down, let God down, God knows those things. And where you feel you are weakest, he knows you and loves you to the uttermost. There is no end to his love. We can rely on it. It is as certain as the ground beneath our feet. So take a moment to think about that love surrounding you now, knowing you, loving you, holding you. Just take time to take that in. God's thoughts about you outnumber the grains of sand. And this loving God directs all those loving thoughts to you, wanting you to come closer to him, to know that anything that would tell you that he doesn't love you is simply a lie. He loves you and wants you to come closer. It can be hard for us to imagine that kind of love. So often we feel that we want to try and earn that kind of love. But there is nothing we can do to make God love us more. So take another moment, this time, to picture yourself as a child, as a baby, held in the arms of God. As you look up at God, see your limbs moving. You are too small to do anything. All you can do is receive his love. So receive it, for it is directed at you in all its fullness. Picture this scene in quiet. Now come back from your imagination into the room where you are, back to where we began. In the same place and yet in a different place. For you are facing what you are facing, knowing that God is close. But as the video will come to an end and you will move on into whatever the rest of the day has planned for you, know that God goes with you. And take time to use your imagination again to picture him holding you through all the storms of life might throw at you, being there with you, because he loves you. He loves you dearly. He loves you to the uttermost. God bless.